Julie's an American by birth, but she says a European in spirit. And she's one of the leading champions for entrepreneurship in Ireland, with over 20 years investment and advisory experience helping startup businesses. She's the well-known founder and CEO of Ariadne Capital. Her advice is think big, start small, and move fast. She said she loves the entrepreneurial spirit in Ireland. She believes, even though I suppose we're beating ourselves up a lot at the moment, that she finds it a lot stronger than in the UK. So I'd invite you to welcome Julie Meyer, founder and CEO of Ariadne Capital, to the podium.
I really believe that the 21st century belongs to women. I don't just hope that it belongs to women, but I really believe that it does. Why? Because of the fundamental network orientation to the world which now exists. And that's more than just the fact that Facebook is a big kind of event or phenomena. There's a fundamental network orientation to business. And secondly, as I'm going to mention in a little bit greater detail, the era of disruptive technologies is over, and the era of bedding down of technologies into society is here. Entrepreneurs feel that they go to a different country every day. They feel sometimes like society doesn't really understand the pressure of what it means to run their own business. That's why I support Rosemary and I support Women Mean Business, because it shows and it builds some empathy and builds a community of people who can share the stories of building their businesses. It stems from a belief that I have every single one of us has a unique contribution to make. And I love this quote from Jerry Garcia. He says, quote, "You do not merely want to be considered the best of the best. You want to be considered the only ones who do what you do." And I think that is the entrepreneurial drive. That is what drives most successful entrepreneurs that I know, is not to be a Me Too product, not to copy somebody else's success, not to make a lot of money, but to be the only one who does what they do. But I don't think that we should just keep that in the realm of entrepreneurial success and the big names and so forth. I think we must make sure that nobody gets off being a free rider on society, that we find the ways in which the award for social entrepreneurship is all about this. Nobody should be a free rider in society. Everybody needs to be told you have a unique contribution to make to the universe. And that's what life is all about. It's about finding it and delivering it. I think the journey is for a lot of women in business are about moving from that kind of nagging feeling that we have that maybe there's a discount, maybe we're not good enough, maybe there's something we don't know yet, why do we think differently, to moving to a feeling of premium. And for myself, it really came as I started to understand what my unfair advantage was. And that took me until I was about 30 years old, actually even longer than that. But I think the sooner you understand what your unfair advantage is and you start focusing on that, the closer you can get to having a premium associated with who you are and the contribution that you make. And what's really unfair about life is that sometimes women do have everything. I've seen the most amazing women and they don't quite get that premium associated. And then I see other women that you think, wow, that's the journey, I think, from discount to premium. So how do you launch a global business? If you're running the kind of established business that you're doing, or if you're thinking about launching a business, or if you're thinking about how to take your existing business to the next level, I would argue that you have to do it by making it in everybody's interest for you to succeed. The more you find your natural allies and make it a global win, the more people you have working to get that liftoff in your business. Create the conditions of trust. Be a leader so that great things can happen. Trust is efficient. Leadership is about creating the conditions of trust and the combination of building countercyclically, paying attention to small change, which indicates that large structural change is about to happen, seeking out inefficient markets, and investing in the success of others leads to businesses that are both valuable and sustainable. And then finally, don't play small. I quoted this once in a gathering similar to this. She says, our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure. It's our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Your playing small does nothing to serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Thank you very much.